two meetings, the Citrus Research and Development Foundation Tuesday and the Florida Citrus Commission Wednesday, highlight this week's Florida citrus industry calendar. The Citrus Research and Development Foundation will meet Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. in Ben Hill Griffin Hall at the Citrus Research and Education Center, Lake Alfred. This appears to be a fairly regular monthly meeting of this panel charged with funding and selecting research aimed primarily at HLB or greening disease, and then getting that research to work in the grove for the benefit of Florida citrus growers. The foundation is funded by a per-box tax on Florida citrus growers and from other sources, such as state and federal government and private donations. The Wednesday meeting of the Florida Citrus Commission will begin at 9 a.m. at Florida Department of Citrus headquarters in Bartow. A special consideration at this commission meeting will be the proposed expansion of the Department of Citrus's 100% OJ nutrition marketing plan. The department wants to put more muscle behind its ongoing efforts to counter media reports stating that the sugar in orange juice is unhealthy for consumers. The commission also will hear reports on orange juice and grapefruit juice sales, receive an international marketing plan, and consider other Department of Citrus proposals aimed at increasing sales of orange juice and other Florida citrus products. The Citrus Commission is a 9-member board appointed by Florida's governor to serve as the governing board of the Department of Citrus. Another event that had been scheduled for Wednesday, a Citrus Legends Luncheon, has been postponed until next year. Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.